The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I went into the fourth 10 fingers. I came out with 11. Somebody's missing one.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That's not good. That's I hate when that good. Happens.
Yeah. So somebody's glove doesn't fit right. We know who it is.
OJ Simpson?
Ah.
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
I wanted to go into like a Norm monologue, but nah, it's a little too early for that. It's like that tragedy. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah. 250, everyone.
Yeah, 250. That's a, well, let's see, Kennedy was in 63, subtract. It ain't really 250, but you know what I'm saying.
So. Yeah.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about, well, we just did the 4th of July, Trump, all the normal nonsense we do every week. Top 10 list this week, our favorite movies that only have a single word for the title. Example would be Jaws, if you like, you know, nature documentaries. But
Sure.
Yeah, you know, like you do. All right, it's a thin holiday, everybody, and there's not a lot of news this week, thank God.
God. Oh, shit.
But we, as I would start with TV news, we do have our stars for the Far Cry series, Vince.
Oh.
The show will star Lizzie Kaplan and Rob McElhenney. Rob Mack from It's Always Sunny.
Oh.
So, there's your Far Cry stars. I don't know. Maybe okay.
Yeah,
it's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
This week, DC Studios, this is the animation part of, not the live action bullshit, James Gunn, but this is the animated. They released a lot that they are going to be, new shows they're going to be doing, and a second season of Creature Commandos, which nobody watched season one, but we are getting another season of My Adventures with Superman. We're getting My Adventures with the Green Lantern. DC Superpowers. Joker Laugh Riot. Mr. Miracle. Crypto's getting his own animated show. So is Starfire. But the big one, and I don't know, this may be a more mature animated show, but they're going to do animated Absolute Batman. So, DC Animated has always been top-notch, so, I don't know, maybe okay? At least a couple of those.
I mean, you know.
Absolute Batman could be really good if they keep it, you know, very close or just
right.
Do the comic. Mr. Miracle could be very good. Joker, I'm curious about, but I don't know. That's a wait and see, so.
That's the animated.
Just keep James Gunn far fucking away from it.
Yeah, the animated's usually pretty good for DC, yeah. So.
So, the bar is set high, but so are expectations, so. Speaking of DC, we're getting a live-action series. I don't know, this is probably going to be HBO Max, because it has to be. Mr. Terrific. Coming off the Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. The only other thing, really, for TV news this week, Genndy Tartakovsky.
Ooh.
You know him from such shows as Primal, Clone Wars, a little thing called Samurai Jack.
Yeah, sure.
He's going to do, this is for Amazon, by the way, Conan animated.
Oh, no shit.
Conan the Barbarian, Queen of the Black Coast. So if you've seen Prime, I think that the Primal show was his like proof of concept. Hey, I can do Conan. I can do Barbarians.
Yeah.
And Primal is a fantastic, but messed up, because Tartakovsky's, you know, a little whacked in the head, but it's really good. So I am looking forward to at least checking out, see what he does with Conan. So,
now make Popeye.
Now make... Boy, you ain't fucking kidding. There's two things that have been in development hell. Good God, when did those come out?
Oh, years.
A decade ago?
Oh, probably better than that.
Probably 10, 15 years ago, the Goon proof of concept teaser and that Popeye animated teaser.
Oh, yeah.
That put everything Hollywood has put out since to shame. Both of them. And they're just sitting there. Nobody's doing nothing with them. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't have good things. So, all right. Let's go to some movie news. We start with a passing. This is sad. Cajal Nielsen. This was the guy that played Lord Humongous in Mad Max. Passed away at the age of 76. So... That's everybody go watch Mad Max.
Yeah, no shit.
We do have an update on the G.I. Joe live action, I guess, reboot of the franchise. Danny McBride, Eastbound and Down, Righteous Gemstones, Tropic Thunder, confirmed. He did a podcast interview and he confirmed his, because remember they did two G.I. Joe scripts. One was his and one was I can't think of the kid's name. Well, the kid one, they said fuck you to him. Danny McBride's got chosen. The goal is to film it next year. So within the next 7 months, they should start filming, which means casting starts now. He said G.I. Joe was his favorite franchise growing up. This will not be a comedy. It is a grounded action thriller movie. We'll focus there. Your main characters, Duke and the team, obviously, will take place. Now, if you remember the animated series, there was a secret Cobra town called Springfield. That's where this movie is going to, the setting is going to be. The Joes are investigating Springfield.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm in with you so far. Now we got to get to casting. And the casting has to be right. They get that. I will be excited for this. So, no wrestlers. Do not cast any wrestlers in this fucking G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, they're going to.
That's what worries me.
They gotta have them, man. Jeez.
Man, Scott Adkins is Snake Eyes. If Ray Park doesn't want to roll. But I mean, Duke? Please don't do like fucking Cody Rhodes or some stupid shit. Because you know he's like, oh, I can act. Yeah, you were in Green Arrow. Stop it. But no, I mean, please get this casting right. I was a big Joe and Transformer guy growing up. Just because they're going to merge them together.
So Duke, Scott Eastwood?
Perfect. That's perfect. And somehow Michael B. Jordan will be in this movie. I don't know how, because he's in everything else. But
you got to have that token in there.
Well, I mean, he's too small to play Roadblock, but he can play Shipwreck. I'll allow for a race swap for that. Just Black guy can swim. Sorry, Navy.
Is he redheaded?
Well, it's not DC, so they're not immediately going to take a redheaded character and make him black.
Well, they've been everyone does it. So whatever, whoever the redhead is in that, they'll make him black.
Oh God, it's Scarlet.
Yep, she'll be black.
Oh, they're going to hell on a Troy that bitch. Oh.
The black bitch is named Scarlet.
Yeah. I'll change her name to Escalade.
Shit.
Codename, this chicken ain't gonna fry itself, motherfucker.
Episode title, codename Grape Drink.
Shit.
All right, moving on here. The new Jackass, the last Jackass, just came out. And the entire Jackass crew has been immortalized in the sky, as each cast member has been gifted their own star. You know, you can, like, buy a star, air quote. But the Jackass crew's constellation that they all got put together is in the shape of a giant dick. So, you know, on brand.
Of course.
Of course it is. We now have our live-action Miss Frizzle for the Magic School Bus movie, Elizabeth Banks.
I see this feminist fucking...
Yes, that's... Yeah.
The episode where the fucking salmon is fucking...
Yes,
fine. Fertilizing the fucking eggs.
We need that live action.
You know, it's just going to be. She's going to take just the boys in the class, and that's what's going to happen to them.
Yes.
You know, some fucking bullshit like that's going to happen.
Lily Tomlin's still alive. She can do this. I know she's like 90, but it's Miss Frizzle. You can do it the right way. But I digress. Oh, we grew up with a cartoon, Vince. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, a little thing called Tom and Jerry. Well, we're getting... How do you take an IP and just completely fuck it? Well, I guess Star Wars, but I digress again. The new Tom and Jerry live-action slash animated movie is being described as La La Land. A La La Land-style romantic comedy. The film will follow Tom and Jerry, who are both adopted by a couple. The cat and mouse then launch a campaign to destroy each other and the couple's relationship.
That's not really...
Want to know how old I am? I remember when Mammy was in Tom and Jerry.
That doesn't really...
You could do this without calling it Tom and Jerry. It could just be two dogs. Two stupid dogs.
Nobody's going to watch this.
Oh, no, they won't. But why? That has nothing to do with. You're just using it for the name Tom and Jerry at that point.
They're going to destroy each other and destroy the relationship. And then somehow they're going to see the error of their ways and then get back together and try to. Yeah. That's...
Welcome to Female Ghostbusters.
Who wrote this shit?
That's a good question. Yeah. Let's see. Moving on here. We are getting a live action based on the video game. Live action movie Sea of Thieves, pirate movie.
I'll allow it.
I will too. Where's Russell Crowe? We'll just say it's a fucking sequel to Master and Commander. I don't care at this point. That movie's fantastic, by the way. Yeah, so live action Sea of Thieves. Kind of good with that.
Make it happen.
Speaking of Warner Brothers animation, you remember the horrible shot the pilot and then it was just. Dog shit canceled Powerpuff Girls. It was supposed to be live action and they canceled it.
Yes.
We're getting an animated Powerpuff Girls movie.
Oh boy!
Mojo Jojo. So, there you go. Speaking of Warner Brothers animation, Thundercats animated movie. So we're not getting the live action. They have moved it to animated.
I have nothing. I don't. I.
Me and Vince can do this for you live action. We can do it.
I don't know. I remember the Thundercats they brought back like 10 years ago. Remember the animated?
Oh, God.
And it was like a completely different. And I was kind of hyped. It's like, oh, Thundercats. And then it was like completely different. It's like, I can't watch this shit.
No.
What the fuck is this?
You give me and Vince 1 week, $1 million each. We will knock you out of script and casting. At least a detailed plot and casting.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Easy. And it would make you $50 million minimum.
Yeah.
Just saying, we know our shit. All right. Last thing for movie news. Miramax has reportedly canceled the Halloween TV series. And in its place, a new movie. So we're getting a new Halloween movie, Michael Myers, targeted 2028 release. So, because it was supposed to be a TV series, and they said, "Nah, let's just make another Halloween movie."
Let's make another movie.
Yeah.
Another Halloween. Why?
you could do a lot with a TV series, like a mini, like a, not a mini series, but like, even if you, what they, what does Marvel call like the, what they call a maxi series, which is just like an 8-episode deal. You could do a lot. Give me 8 episodes and let me in the Halloween universe. Yeah, we could do some stuff, make it decent. But no, we're getting another movie. There you go. Yeah. All right. Some comic book news this week, and there's only this thing. Vince, you remember, I think his name's Joan Vasquez, made a little show called Invader Zim.
Oh, yeah.
Boom Studios has acquired the publishing rights for Invader Zim and says it plans to bring classic stories, long-sought-after collections, and brand-new original content beginning later this year. So the Urkans are back, baby.
Nice.
Time for Gurr's return. He was a star.
That's kind of cool. I'm.
I do. I liked Zim. So we'll see. All right. Your recommendations for comics came out this week. Like I said, with the holiday, it's kind of a thin week. Absolute Martian Manhunter 12. This is the end of that series. So this is the last book in it. Punisher issue 6. DC's The Dead Man issue 2. Mortal Thor issue 12. Dick Tracy 18. Zorro issue 2. Universal Monsters Blood of the Wolfman issue 1. And a comic that I didn't know was coming out based on a classic 80s movie, The Last Starfighter issue number 1. So There you go. Support your local comic shops before they all go out of business and everything's digital. More on that here in a minute. All right, let's get to some wrestling news. A lot of people moving around here. Eric Young asked for and was granted his release from TNA, another person leaving the sinking ship. He is expected to join NXT, WWE NXT, as a wrestler/trainer, kind of the same role that Sean Spears is currently in, where he both is on screen, but he's basically training people behind the scenes. So that's good for EY. Big Bill has given his notice to AEW that he will not be re-signing, and this ties in with the reports from last month that him and Enzo will be going back to WWE. So, looks like that is happening. AEW star Julia Hart revealed that she was diagnosed with ARFID, which is an eating disorder not about looks, but tied to other reasons. And is currently getting help with therapy and all that stuff. So hope that goes well for her. It's being reported. Hey, all you liberals that hate deportations, I think I found a good one for you. It's being reported that Liv Morgan's stalker has been deported by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he'd be back.
Yeah, probably. But there you go. At least we got him away for a while. But I still think that the women wrestler crazy fan stalker shit's gonna end horribly, but I hope I'm wrong. I just don't think I am. Last thing for wrestling news, this was kind of the big news and the sad news. Big Joe Doering from All Japan, TNA, passed away after his long battle with brain cancer. So TNA did a tribute to him before their last pay-per-view they had this week or last weekend. So 46, I think they said he was. So,
Jesus. 46.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I know. Still younger than the boss. But yeah, right. That sucks. Cancer is a motherfucker. So all right, that's it for wrestling news this week. Vince, how's the world of video games looking?
Pretty bad if you're Star Wars Eclipse. it literally cannot be finished.
Wait, quote, mean?
It literally cannot be finished without more staff, insists striking Quantic Dream developers. We're trying to save Star Wars Eclipse.
We just don't have the manpower to do it.
Right. They're striking, which brings right into this one. Rockstar Games could strike before GTA 6 launches over unionization.
That would be hilarious.
GTA 6 keeps getting... Well, there's analysts saying that games will only get more expensive after GTA 6 raises the bar, but only the most in-demand games will get away with it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to buy that shit.
It's. Have you already seen the pre-orders?
Nobody's going to... Yeah, it's...
It's pre-ordered $1 billion worth already.
Which is fucking retarded.
Yes.
People, you deserve the pain and torment of what's going to happen to you. There's... It's like... It's almost like a live service from what I've seen.
But it's, I did see a lot of people, PlayStation customers, have canceled their pre-order.
Yeah, it's digital only.
Yes.
You get a base game, right? If you just buy the base, it's not like 5. It's not like the rest of them where you can walk into a store and just change your clothes if you had the money, in-game money. Right. Or you could buy a new shirt or buy pants or whatever.
Yeah, after you robbed a hooker.
They're going to make it so it's an in-game luxury. So you have to buy DLC to have the shop in the game. So they've taken core functionality of the game and put it behind a paywall. Now, wow. if you bought the base game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might not get in. From what I've read or seen, you might not get in to play it because other people are playing it. They're going to make it a hierarchy system where if you've bought the ultimate game, you get to go in first.
So access to the game is going to be...
Dependent on how much you spent on it.
Dependent on, yeah.
Now,
spend more, you can play more.
But there's a caveat with that, too. Say you're a famous streamer streaming it. You get access to it before anyone else does, even if you paid the $120 for it.
So if you're a streamer with, say, 5,000 usual viewers, you get priority access.
Correct.
Gay.
Oh, it's not Rockstar anymore. Rockstar is no longer.
It's Take Two.
Yeah, it's Take Two. They have completely killed it. I'm not. They've become the company, the real life company that they fucked with in the game in the past games.
Yeah, that was just a teaser for this is who we really are.
It's like that one mission in GTA 5 where you've got to kill the guy who owns the phone company. And you replace the phone. It's a phone, but it's got C4 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And his head fucking explodes when he talks on it. That's where we're at.
The Israelis, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's where we're at with this. It's so bad.
Wouldn't you want more people playing your game?
I'm not going to buy it. I mean, I hear you.
A business. You want to sell copies, get people playing it. Yeah. Not, well, we only want certain people playing it that paid more, or you're a streamer, and then you can get in. And it doesn't make business sense to me, I guess.
No, not at all. Not at all. I have no interest in this whatsoever.
No. I know a lot of people are like, we're excited, but a lot of all the leaks and stuff that are coming out, and it's like, no, that's not right.
No, it's not. They've become the evil fucking game company that...
Yeah. Congratulations, Ubisoft, you're no longer the worst.
Well.
I say that.
Well. Ubisoft, that's segue, baby.
yeah,
Ubisoft
yeah.
appoints former 2K and Amazon exec Christoph Hartmann to lead Creative House 2, overseeing Splinter Cell, The Division, and Ghost Recon.
They need somebody to bring fresh eyes to how to upgrade those games. So.
Rabbids
and Rayman.
That's it. What are you doing?
The fact that you don't have a Rayman skin in Rainbow Six is a tragedy.
Yeah, I don't get it. I got to buy this game. I really do need to buy this. Cyberpunk 2077 surpasses 40 million copies sold worldwide.
When that came out, it was originally fucked.
Oh, yeah.
And
then they
worked their ass off and fixed it. This is a good game developer fixing the problem.
They should have fixed the problem, though.
Yes, they shouldn't have released it as it was.
This is a No Man's Sky turnaround.
Yes.
I don't know if it's as good as the No Man's Sky turnaround, but it's up there.
It's up,
I need to buy it. The last thing I have, Sony's Marvel Tokon.
Yes, the fighting game.
The Fighting Souls has been blocked in 132 countries on PC. Not 109.
Thanks, PlayStation. Thanks. Well, they had to up. I ain't doing it. Go ahead.
I asked why. The restriction identified via SteamDB affects regions where PSN services are unavailable, including Russia, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan, and much of Africa. This mirrors the controversial policy previously enforced with Helldivers 2, preventing PC players in these territories from accessing even offline single-player modes. The game is scheduled for release on August 6, 2026.
PlayStation fucked it.
PlayStation.
Sony.
What the fuck are you doing?
And that game, if you look it up, it is extremely... It's basically, it's like a Street Fighter type, but it is very reminiscent of Marvel vs. Capcom, which if you're a fighting games guy, that was like the gold standard for fucking Marvel. And everybody was all excited. Hey, we're getting something close to Marvel vs. Capcom again.
Right.
And now 120 some odd countries can't play it because fucking Sony, who has banned everything's digital now. Did you have that? We didn't do a show last week. You didn't even have that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Digital Sony 2028.
Yes. Early 20 or January 1st, I think.
Yeah. Sony
is no longer doing physical media, no longer discs. Everything will be digital.
Physical disc production ending in January 2028 for new releases.
Yeah. And this comes after they just dumped hundreds of movies that people had bought. And they're like, nope, we lost the license. They're no longer in your library, even though you bought them.
I will no longer be buying anything Sony.
That's theft. Sony just stole that.
I will no longer be buying fucking...
No, that's... And you have a lot of people online right now going, okay, if buying is not owning, then piracy is not stealing.
Right.
So, yeah. Sony has fucked the pooch here.
Right.
The worst thing on that isn't focus or words the best. That's not just going after gamers. That's going people that may not even play video games that just had the movies.
You'll own nothing and be happy.
Yep, there we go. 2030, it's coming. So you know, like maybe mom and dad maybe the PlayStation's for the kids, play the games. And mom and dad have their movies on it. Well, shit, now I can't watch my movies. Sony took them away. What the points of having the fucking PlayStation? A lot of people are very boycotty on Sony.
Well, and then everyone should stop playing video games altogether. Do a weekend where no one's playing to show them. Don't up your subscription. Don't up your, you know what I mean?
Quit spending money
on it. That's what you're going to have to do.
That's the only thing that they pay attention to is money.
Is money, yeah. They don't care about you. They care about money. Nope. I'm not going to buy anything, I don't think, anymore.
I wouldn't blame you.
I mean, why?
If you give them the money, you'll say, yes, I own this. Well, no, you don't own it. You're renting it.
Well, just think if you fuck up and... I don't know. They could get you for anything. We're gonna suspend your account.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna ban your account, and then you've just lost thousands of dollars potentially, in games that you've bought or have on your PlayStation or have in your account.
Yeah.
That you can't get back because they fucking blocked you.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Oh yeah.
That's I spent money on this. This is my no, you don't because we can control it.
No, it's not yours. It's still ours. We gave you the luxury of
Right.
Access.
Yeah, eat a shit.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying, so.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. But it just takes everyone to quit fucking buying video games for fucking a month.
Yeah, especially do it the month Grand Theft Auto comes out.
Yeah. You want to fuck these guys? You want to show them who's boss? Quit fucking spending money on it.
Starve the beast.
Yeah, starve. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's just that it's that easy. You just have to have the willpower not to fucking go and buy the goddamn game.
Yeah. Well, remember Xbox, Microsoft was going to put in some change and the people were like, no, we don't want this. And they actually kind of listened to the players and were like, okay, we're going to backtrack on this. We're not going to do it. You know. Will Sony do the same? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
Yeah, the only thing I had for video games is Captain America in the Marvel Rivals game has a swimsuit skin.
Oh, I saw this.
And people are losing their mind because they've renamed him Captain Dong. That's what he's online as now. Because the package has jiggle physics and
yeah.
He's saluting the shorts. That's all you can say. That's yeah.
Well, Rivals, now they can't bitch about all the women in bikinis.
Right. Rivals has just lost their mind when it comes to these skins and stuff, so there you go. All right, so that's it for video games. The only thing in music, apparently there was a wedding that like shut down New York City. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got married, and Mazel Tov, you crazy kids. She's probably pregnant. I don't, you know.
The moral and cultural decline of this country.
Oh, will be studied for generations, or at least until the comet hits.
To rent out Madison Square Garden.
And these are the same people that tell you, you know, you should have your thermostat set on 80. You just paid to cool an entire sport arena.
Right. We should be reducing our carbon footprint as I jump in my fucking jet.
Yes. Yeah. As I DiCaprio this shit. Yeah. No. Shut up. What do we got over under their marriage lasting 5 years?
I don't give a fuck.
There you go. That's the answer, kids.
I don't care. I don't. The excess.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? Who are you trying to connect with?
As they step over the homeless people and in New York City to go get married inside the sport arena. Yeah.
That's, right.
Yeah.
And then have a legion of fans being okay with it.
Yeah. Well, she's the greatest singer.
She's the greatest songwriter
ever. He's the best sports baller.
Oh, he's the... She's the best songwriter ever.
No. No. Just because you were friends with Jeff Jarrett's kids. I mean, you know. No.
I don't.
Your dad bought your career, and there's about 500 people in Nashville that can back me up on that. So.
I see it as the fall of fucking civilization.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, when you're... That's the bread and circuses to a whole new level.
Yeah, well...
And then leave out.
The bread is stale and the circus is boring. So,
yeah. You
know, that's where we're at.
There's a Temple of the Dog song that fits this little talking point to a T.
There's an entire screwdriver album that probably does as well, but you know.
I can't play any fucking screwdriver, Justin, I will play a goddamn Temple of the Dog song.
You get to play that when I'm dead. That's the tribute show. Speaking of that, it's time for Song of the Week, where Vince will play something from Temple of the Dog, and we'll plug our network and our friends, and when we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 favorite movies with a single word title.
Well, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence, but I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. but it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Woot.
Man, what a dream.
What a dream. Please wake me up.
Oh, we should have played Evanescence. Anywho.
Oh, no.
Time for our top 10 list. our favorite movies that only have a single word for a title. I think we have three that are the same. Vince thinks there are more.
I think there's 10.
No, there's not 10. There is not 10. I can tell you that right now, there's not 10. I got 1, 2, 3 that I don't think you have at least.
They're all French terms.
They're all, yeah. Words I can't say. Mm-hmm. What is your number 10?
Predator.
Did not make my list.
Oh, shit!
Yes. That is a great movie, though. These are all going to be great movies, by the way. My number 10, I got Dogma.
Higher on the list.
Yeah, I figured it would be. Yeah,
I know.
That's one of them. Number 9.
Fletch.
Fuck! All right, we got 4. Shit!
I'm John Cocktoasting.
You'll have to speak louder. I'm wearing a towel. Which may I have quoted that on the phone, by the way. So, yeah. Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy. I love Chevy. I don't give a fuck if he is a dick. My number 9, Vince, we're going after the Gibson. Give me Hackers.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Fuck. Angelina Jolie's best movie.
Yeah, I would argue that. Yeah.
Easy. Number 8.
Caddyshack.
Did not make my list, even though what? I love that movie. Did not make my list.
Heresy.
That one might be. My number 8, let's go back to 1989 with Batman.
Oh. Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I hear that every time we play the game.
I know, right?
Number 7.
Heat.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
And I don't know why, but I've been getting fucking clips, shorts on YouTube for Heat all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Is it him and De Niro
sitting all down
talking?
It's all of them.
And Kilmer, yeah. I keep getting the scene with De Niro and Pacino together. But Heat is a fucking great movie. 7 is where I got Fletch. Mm-hmm. I love that movie so much. Number 6.
Spaceballs.
Not on my list.
What?
Yeah. 6 is where I got Braveheart.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Something completely different from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Clue.
Again, great movie. Not on my list.
Boy, I tell you what, we might not have very much crossover.
I think we got maybe 1, 2 left.
I think we just, yeah.
Our listing great movies here. My number 5, give me Russell Crowe and Gladiator.
That was a good movie. I kind of
like that. I like that movie, yeah. Number 4.
Ghostbusters.
Again, not on my list. What?
Bro.
4 is where I have the original Rocky. That's right. Number 3.
Dogma.
Yep. That's where we have. See, this is where I got the other Kevin Smith one. This is where I got Clerks.
Oh, you're on the list.
Yep. Not even supposed to be here today. And then we could just quote it for the next 3 hours. Okay. It's a 2-hour movie. Number 2.
Mallrats.
Not on my list.
She said she was 37. 15.
Would you like a chocolate covered pretzel?
They're a little melty, but damn, are they exquisite.
They're tasty. So what are we at? Number 2?
2.
What was your number 2?
Mallrats. We were just quoting it.
I know, but I didn't know what number we were on. I can't count.
On the escalator again.
Damn kid. Take a bag of quarters right up inside of LaFleur's head.
And bickety bam, the motherfucker's rubble.
That's right. See, we can quote it, but it ain't on my list here because my number 2 was almost my number 1. You know, I got to put in Not Sure here for Idiocracy.
Oh, that's good.
God, fucking, and early pre, what I'm going to call a pre-documentary.
Yeah, I can't. Everyone's like, oh, you should watch it. It's so funny. And I'm like, I can't watch that.
It's hard to watch because we know that's where it's going.
It's kind of depressing.
Mike Judge is a genius.
I can't watch it because I see that right now.
Yes.
There's welcome nothing to, funny about it.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeah. I cannot see this shit, and it's not
real life, yeah.
I don't think it's funny at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You're number one, I think we all know.
Clerks?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to be your number one. But my number one, I'm your Huckleberry. Give me Tombstone.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about Tombstone.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, my one and two were right. I mean, it's a coin flip on them. I can quote them both all fucking day long.
I like Wyatt Earp.
You're a daisy if you do. Wyatt Earp's a good one.
I liked Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Tombstone is way better.
Yes. If for no other reason than for Kilmer.
No, for sure.
I mean, he wasn't the star of the movie, but he was the star of the movie. If you understand. But yeah. Such a great fucking flick. All right, let's get to some listener picks. We had a lot of good ones here. Chris came in with Yojimbo, which that's another great classic fucking movie. Alien, Aliens, Predator, Phantoms. Affleck,
yeah. You were the bomb of Phantoms, yo!
Clerks, Casablanca, which I'm surprised did not make your list.
It was on there.
Yeah. The 89 Batman, Tombstone, Signs, Whiplash, Miracle, Rocky, Highlander, and Braveheart.
Oh, fucking Highlander.
Yeah. 10 on this is kind of, when I came up with the list, I'm like, man, single word, one word titles, that might be hard. And I'm like, oh no, there's fucking all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Double T came in with Speed, 7. Seven's a great fucking flick. Jaws, Clerks, Snatch.
Oh, Snatch is good too.
Yeah. Goodfellas, Rocky, Fargo, Hook, Joker, and Joker.
Hook.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot Hook.
Narrowing it down to 10 was incredibly hard now that I'm looking at all these. The Boss came in with Robocop. Like you do. Clerks, Spaceballs, Philadelphia.
Of course.
Got to have a lawyer movie. Milk. Got to have a kid toucher.
Oh, there it is. No, no. Keep going, bud. I know there's more.
Jumanji. Surprised there's not a fucking boat.
No wonder it took him so long to finish the goddamn game.
Willow.
I like Willow. Willow's good.
His next one I should have had because I love this movie. It's fucking horrible subject matter, but Kids.
Oh, fuck.
God, that movie's so good. It took me forever to find that on DVD. But I did. He has Stromboli, which I don't know if he was ordering dinner when he wrote this. I don't know. Swingers.
Oh, fuck! I didn't have Swingers! Is he brown? Is he clean? Fuck! What the... God damn it.
Deliverance.
Of course.
And Megan. And Roboto finishes us off here with Speed, Castaway, Goldeneye, Goldfinger, Moonraker, and Skyfall.
Sure.
I think Johnny has a fucking one-track mind there, but thank you guys for all your picks. We'll see what we come up with for next week. That was a fun list. Man, there was a lot we forgot or could have added, because those are all great movies. So, especially Kids. God bless, that's a hard movie to watch.
Too bad Brown Bunny isn't one word.
That's two. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Boy, there's a scene in that. Never mind. We'll get there next week. All right. It's that time for Did You See These Stories from Clown World? Let's start with the retarded. Yesterday, July the 4th, Philadelphia had a Ben Franklin look-alike contest. That was won by a black woman. Might I reiterate, a Benjamin Franklin look-alike contest.
There was a guy standing
sponsored by fucking Netflix.
There was a guy standing right next to her. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
This guy was Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
He looked like Ben Franklin from all the fucking paintings.
Yes. No, fucking Shaniqua had to win it. What? Huh? What?
The dumbest shit.
Yeah. It's a lookalike. No.
He wasn't redheaded.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Benjamin Franklin, not a ginger.
Duh.
But Shaniqua apparently looks exactly like him. Jesus Christ.
Hold on, now I gotta do some research. I swear to God,
Franklin, he was redheaded. Was Benjamin Franklin a sassy black woman? Dear Google. Benjamin Franklin was not a ginger. If he was, he'd been the most famous ginger in history.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin was not a redhead.
Nope.
Damn.
He was bald. He was born bald, died bald.
That would have been...
Banged a bunch of French people.
Boy, that would have been funnier than shit. That if he was, like, born a redhead...
And the cat in Philadelphia makes him a black woman. Yeah, that's like a DC casting to a T.
Right.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get into some horrible news now. Or if you're a parent, this next story should extremely bother you. A Katy, Texas mother is demanding answers after home security footage, her little Ring doorbell thing, revealed her son's high school principal and a Katy police officer entering her home without her knowledge or a warrant while she was at work. The student was home alone when the two school officials entered the house and walked into his bedroom, stating they needed to see it for verification. The mother, who was at work and never contacted before or during the visit, expressed deep shock and called it a huge invasion of privacy. The district defended the unannounced entry as a standard residency verification check. Yeah, we're just gonna come into your house.
That's a
lawsuit like you can't fucking imagine.
That's the Fourth Amendment, folks. Keeps people from doing that shit.
And that is both barrels of a 12-gauge.
The Second Amendment. That's a good segue.
Yep.
The Second Amendment lets you get away with popping a motherfucker for walking into your house.
Yeah.
I don't care what any fucking cop says. We have the right to do shit. Fuck off.
We had to make sure your son was at home. No, the fuck you don't. Take your kids out of public schools. And the fact that this happened in so-called freedom-loving Texas?
Texas
ain't Texas no more.
Oh, fuck. Texas hasn't been Texas for about 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
They just, every year there's a story like this out of Texas. I got my guns! They'll be the first motherfuckers to hand them over. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Officer, sir, here. I love America. I'm a patriot. Here's my guns. They'll be the first motherfuckers.
Why isn't the principal at school?
Why is he in your fucking house?
Yeah. The school principal just decides that he has to come into your house and bring a cop with him to see that your kids hunt. No. The flag of the school is going to be at half staff. I'm telling you. Bang, bang, son, grab the shovel. Situation.
I don't get it.
No, that, I mean, you're talking how many civil rights did this police and school district just violate? The kid's never going to have to work because he's going to be rich.
I don't think they're going to do anything about it.
Probably not.
They're going to try to shut up the people fucking saying shit about it.
Yep. Well, it was a safety check, and we had to make sure that, no, you don't. You have no absolute right.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves.
This is a... Remember we had a story a couple years ago where the teacher or the administrator said that your kids belong to the school, not to you? It's this on steroids. It's that on steroids. Nah, you're fucking taking your last there, bud. So. All right. Moving on from that, The Supreme Court, while we were away, ruled that states can ban transformers from female athletic teams in school. So, good. I wouldn't want my daughter fucking having to wrestle a fucking biological male that's confused or has parents pushing bullshit on it.
They do it now. There's girls on the wrestling team.
Yeah.
I say get no more boys on the girls' teams.
Yep.
Right? No more girls on the boys' teams.
There you go.
Make separate fucking teams for men and women.
Yep.
It's that fucking easy. You get no more girls on the wrestling teams. Get them out of here. Unless they're a manager, get them the fuck off there. Make them wrestle other girls.
You can be a trainer. You can be a manager. That's fine.
Right.
But when it comes to the actual athletic competition part.
Right.
On the mat, on the field, no.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. All right. We don't usually cover sports news anymore, but I did have this. Chris Johnson, former running back for Tennessee, he just turned 39 and announced diagnosed with ALS.
Oh, my God.
At 39. I am seeing a lot of people now being diagnosed with this. This is...
He vaccinated?
I don't know, but man,
that's
a horrible, just an ungodly disease.
Yeah, that's awful. But that's, you know, the vaccine
weaken the body so the shit can.
Yeah, they're seeing a lot of turbo cancers now. They're literally calling them turbo cancers.
They're just
on.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man.
39 fucking ALS probably won't make it to 42.
Oh, quit.
Fucking crazy. All right, moving on here. Pornhub has conceded to pay a significant, in quote, amount of money to settle two class action lawsuits on behalf of tens of thousands of child victims. Basically, there was no way that ALO, the parent company, was going to allow this to go to trial where evidence would have been made public of, we allow the kitty shit on our site. Which ties into, there was a shooting at their headquarters in Canada while we were away, where a female cop, Canadian cop, shot a rabbi in the head.
A rabbi coming out of the Pornhub building.
Yes. Well, a rabbi owns it. The head of ALO is a rabbi.
I see what you did with the thing, Heeb Hub.
You see that?
I like that. No, that's... So,
it wouldn't let me put the actual... Yeah, fuck it. But yeah, so the company would not let this go to trial because they did not want the public to know how bad it is.
Oy vey.
Yes. Can't let the goyim know.
You think all the states banning porn on the internet is anti-Semitism?
I've heard people say that it is.
You think they're going to reverse that here pretty soon?
It wouldn't surprise me. I've also seen people say that the so-called abortion bans are anti-Semitism.
That's the state I live in is banning all porn.
Now, are they?
Yeah, I think they're blocking all of it, right? Yeah. And there's other sites doing it too, but you know, this state is, but I would, this state has its tongue up Israel's ass also.
Yes,
believe it
or
not.
So I can see that being
I can see it being reversed because some ACLU oy vey will come out and say, look, that's anti-Semitism. They have to have the porn, they have to watch it, the goyim have to watch the porn, and you know, our idiot governor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Massa tiny hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
I could totally see that happening, and just for that reason too. Not because, well, it's freedom of speech or blah blah right. blah. But it's we don't want to be anti-Semitic.
It won't be a freedom issue. It'll be a anti-Semitism issue.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't saying pro. All right, just a couple more things here.
Thank God.
Hey, you remember how the Epstein list, remember that thing?
What a segue, yeah.
Yeah, Jew to Jew. Now, the Department of Justice was supposed to unredact and release everything. because it was a law signed by the fucking president, right? Thomas Massie law. Yeah, remember that? And then they got rid of him because, hey, you're anti-Semite because the fucking Epstein shit, right? Well, the Department of Justice has defied a court order to release the unredacted files, thereby they are protecting the names of the elites and the pedophiles. And they are trying to get the law to not, the law that was signed specifically for this, they're trying to say it does not apply to them.
We got too much money. Oy vey.
Justice. Department of Justice.
For justice for some.
Ah. Citizen vigilante for the rest.
Oh, geez, OP, buddy.
Uh-huh. All right, moving on here. Pope Leo, the Roman numerals here, has called for Europe to increase their efforts to protect and integrate the migrants. You know where I don't see illegal migrants being let into? Vatican City.
Israel?
Israel and Vatican City. It's weird. They can't let them in there. You know, no, you can't come in here. But everywhere else, they will let them in there.
So. Well, they need their revenue. The Catholics need their money.
Yeah, that's a good
Catholics, thing. Jews, they're about the same.
Yeah. A member of the Israeli Knesset, that's their Congress, right?
I don't know.
I think so. Was caught admitting on tape, quote, "If we allow the Red Cross to visit Palestinian prisoners, it will be a PR disaster," end quote.
Their numbers are so accurate.
Yeah.
Don't let them in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, can't let the Red Cross see the actual genocide. So, yeah, it'd be a PR disaster. Not, hey, we shouldn't be doing this, but hey, public relations would look really bad on us.
God, you can't let them in. Oh my God.
Yeah.
300,000. It's
tops.
Supposed to say 6 million. God damn it.
Yeah. No, Red Cross can count.
Oh. Yes.
Congress, while we were away, did not pass the SAFE Act, which would have made it where only American citizens could vote in American elections. So, happy birthday to a country that is not real. Isn't real.
Isn't real. Ah!
Yeah.
Feels good, doesn't it?
No, not really. Last thing of this week, there are multiple stories coming out from all across the country of people taking down flock cameras.
Oh, yeah.
These illegal cameras that are being put up by cities that are tied into a single company that every time you drive by takes a picture of your license plate and all this, it tracks you. Yeah, people are saying, no, we're taking them down, which apparently is a misdemeanor, but just saying. But
deep lock.
Yes.
Deeplock.me, I think.
But yeah,
deeplock.org. Deeplock.org. You can go to map
and see where all these little fucking cameras are.
Right, in your town.
Yep. If you were just curious to know where the cameras were, that's all we're going to say. But there are stories of people taking them down. So.
They're everywhere.
They are. And they're illegal. That's some company tracking you illegally. So there you go.
There's flock cameras out in the country.
Yes. Yes, there are.
Yeah, take them all down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, just take them all down.
Well, how many people do you think they've tracked with these things?
Oh, a bunch.
Well, could that be the largest class action lawsuit in history? For
oh,
spying.
Oh, yeah. Well, it goes right into Palantir. It's
It goes right to Palantir. Yep.
Yeah, deepflock.org. You can see all the ones in your neighborhood.
Yep. If you were just curious as to where they are. So we're not saying to vandalize. We're just telling you that there is a site that tracks where the cameras are.
Wink.
You're not supposed to wink audibly.
Oh, shit.
This is an audio-only podcast. You got any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road. Take the high ground. And unless we're tracked by stupid-ass flock cameras, we will see everybody hopefully next week.
Bye.
Bye.